producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler with you here on this New Year's edition. When I say New Year's edition, not New Year's Day, but we're actually into the new year. And Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Ken. I haven't been here for a couple days, so I hope everything's going well with your new year so far.
So far, so good.
Good. All right. Dudley will be along in a little bit. Jennifer wasn't feeling too well last night, so she may drop in here shortly, but going to let her kind of sleep something off there. So we're going to get things started with you. You know, new year, new crazy people all around the world. If you look in the news this morning, there are going to be a lot of people trying to scare you with a lot of different stories. Let's see. China's economy is falling apart and oil prices are rising, which is making all the world stock markets go nuts. Saudi Arabia and Iran are at each other, so they're going to start World War III. Don't worry about it. And let's see, Bill Cosby's still a dirtbag. Obama's going to take your guns. Puerto Rico's going to go broke, and the Redskins have made it into the playoffs. Everything is going nuts, right?
Not what so was bad. That last part?
The Redskins actually made it into the playoffs. Can you believe it? They're going to play the Packers. And I can't believe this. I'm saying this. I actually feel good about them playing the Packers. So they actually have somewhat of a chance because the Packers' offense is just unfortunately falling apart for them. So that gives us a chance. So let's go look at the Middle East here because it's always Monday morning. Something's going on over there. Saudi Arabia, one of our friends, right? They're our friends, right, Ken?
Well, yeah.
Apparently they killed a guy because he was a Shia and he disagreed with the government. During the Arab Spring, they arrested and shot him and then decided this past week that they were going to execute him. That didn't go over too well in Iran, so Iran said, you know what, we're going to go burn and throw stones at your embassy. And Saudi Arabia has now said, okay, you want to do that? Everybody out. So they're giving any Iranian diplomats 48 hours to get out of the country. And what does this do for us and Syria and ISIS? And it's not going to help. So it's going to give whoever the next president is going to be and for the rest of Obama's term a fun little project for them to work on, trying to get these two kids in sandblocks to play together so that we can get something done with these crazy people running around in the Middle East.
Jeez.
I always go back to my old philosophy, stop buying their oil, they don't have any money to fund any of this crazy actions, and everything's okay.
Yeah, let them throw rocks at each other.
You know what? They're back to bolo balls and rocks on camelbacks if we take away their oil, because they got nothing else. They can't sell sand, so take the oil away from them. Let's be self-reliant on our own energy. And it won't keep other countries from buying their oil, but at least it'll give them a big hit in the backside. So that's crazy. Cosby going nuts. This guy is just certifiable.
Oh, what?
He's still in denial. He's still countersuing people, all while being arrested.
Yeah. And his wife, Camille, is going to have to testify in a deposition. They tried to, his team tried to block it because you're not supposed to have to testify against your spouse.
Right.
But she's also his business manager. And because of that, she would know about different dealings he's had, hush money he's paid, all kinds of things that he has done to protect his image that she may have done to also help protect his brand. So she's going to have to testify, and this is not a trial. This is just a deposition, and that happens this Wednesday. So it should be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah,
he's scheduled to be in court on the January 14th.
That sheds a whole new light on this whole thing for me, because you always kind of just saw her as the unknowing wife who was just kind of putting blinders on, didn't want to know, didn't want to see. But if she was his business manager,
yeah,
that puts her in a position to where she's protecting her own, and she doesn't care what he does. She just wants the... It's kind of like a Bill and Hillary type thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't care what he does. We've got this great thing going as a power couple, and it's a good ride, so let's just keep it going, and he's going to do what he's going to do, and I'm just going to manage his business and manage his corporation so that nobody else knows, and my free ride keeps on going.
Yeah.
It's
very, very strange, but
yeah,
there's no way she didn't know what was going
right
on.
No, now it sheds a whole new light on it, and she absolutely is complicit. Looks like we got some armed protesters in Oregon who aren't too happy with the government. They're occupying a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon, including three sons of a Nevada rancher who battled with the government in 2014. They warned Sunday that any use of force by law enforcement agencies would be putting lives at risk. Okay, so here we Waco again, right?
Yeah.
These guys, hours into the occupation by the activists and militiamen, a spokesman for the group, they already have a spokesman apparently, told reporters that there had been no contact with the FBI or any other government law enforcement since the occupation began on Sunday night. The protesters said that they stormed the federal land that in a remote area near Burns. They were burning bush about 280 miles from Portland, and the father was prosecuted, and the son was facing jail time for burning 130 acres of federal land. Now, if you go out and burn federal land, I got to think you got to tell the feds about it.
I would think so.
Maybe that's not your, you know. But, you know, for years and years, and all these farmers will tell you, they've used the land for 100 years. They've used this land to do their cattle. So at the same time, they probably know the land and know if it needs to be turned over. So Dwight Hammond Jr., 73, he's a junior, and his 46-year-old son Stephen have claimed that they lit the fires in 2001 and 2006 to reduce growth of invasive plants to protect their property from the wildfires. Okay. So their farms run adjacent to the federal land. The feds don't take care of it, so they go in and take care of business with them. But the prosecutors say that the fires were set up to cover poaching, I guess, of the property. They were convicted of the arsons 3 years ago and serving jail time. Judge ruled that they were too short of jail sentences and ordered them back in prison for 4 years each. That doesn't seem very fair.
No, that's questionable judicial behavior, I think.
Right. How do they do that?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to go to jail for 6 months. Well, I changed my mind. No, I want you to go back
for
4 years.
After they were released.
Yeah.
So they have to go back.
They let you out of prison, then I'm going to say, okay, you know what? I messed up there. I want you to go back. The decision generated controversy and is part of a decades-long dispute between some Westerners and federal government. We saw this a couple of years ago where we actually had a standoff. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Over the use of public land. The issue traces back to the 1970s and the Sagebrush Rebellion. Western states like Nevada increased local control over the federal land. And critics for the push for more local control have said that the federal government should administer the public lands for the widest possible uses. And they're right. I mean, the feds don't do anything with this land, and the locals use all the adjacent land. Why not just let them use it? Why not let them manage it? What are the feds doing with it?
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of armed protesters seizing.
No, you're right.
That I mean, I understand the issues, but It just looks like what we're fighting with ISIS.
Right.
It looks like
you take
that
over
kind of
a
thing.
Federal facility or a federal building,
yeah,
you look crazy. There are ways to handle this, and we all know it's not easy to fight the government. It's not easy to fight, City Hall. But there are ways to get attention. There are ways to fight this without taking over. You're going to go to jail. I mean, and people aren't going to be able to argue against it because you took over a federal facility. So it's 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. The world is not going crazy. There's just a few nuts out there. Don't worry about it. We're here to keep you safe. 16 past on Good Day.
The beginning of a new year. Start it off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden. Doug will be along in a little bit. Jennifer's just waking up from a NyQuil, nighttime dream time session. All right, so since Doug's not here, we actually get to talk a little bit of football. And today is what's known, Ken, as Black Monday. You know what that is?
No, what's Black Monday?
Regular season ended yesterday. Tonight. So all the coaches get fired. So we're looking at, let me see here. The Cleveland Browns fired their coach and their general manager. San Francisco 49ers fired their coach. The Miami Dolphins and Tennessee Titans had fired their coaches during the year. They had interim coaches. They're going to be gone. So everybody's going to be basically looking for jobs. And here comes the musical chairs that is football. And the coaching positions.
Meanwhile, the Chargers here in San Diego, their Black Monday was back in September.
Denver took it to them yesterday. They had Peyton Manning come off the bench to end their season. Yeah. There it is, 21 past the hour. Coach Devin's good job.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to a time of better days, but not musically.
I bet Jennifer loved all of these songs.
Jennifer were here, she would absolutely be dancing in her chair. Because we're going to take you to the top five songs from this week in 1987, starting off with Robbie Neville and Say Love Me. This is kind of that dance. Post disco bop bang.
Yeah,
it's a good pop song. It's a lot of fun. I don't know that it stands the test of time. Right, you want a song that stands the test of time?
Sure.
Everybody Wang Chung Tonight.
Now this
is just as fun today as it was in 1987. So at number four, you got Wang Chung and Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. Everybody have fun. Deep in the world tonight.
Now, it's very rare that we come across the list and I see a song that I can't even in my brain remember anything about the song. Gregory Abbott, Shake Me Down. Let's see if it shakes a memory here.
Oh, yeah. Monster hit.
This was back in my days of cruising the clubs in Georgetown here in Washington, D.C. This would be the big slow dance song. It would come on at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I was DJing weddings at this point. Big weddings.
Oh, yeah.
And Wang Chung, too, actually.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. What can I do? Wedding songs, I mean, that song probably still does weddings, doesn't it?
The Wang Chung song?
No, we don't have a Wang Chung song, too. Yeah, both of those.
Yeah.
80s are big for wedding songs.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the Chicken Dance came out, you know? Number two brings us Duran Duran.
I can't
as a 20-something-year-old rocker, I was not allowed to like it. It was like a chick band. And then as you get older, you're like, you know what? It's quality. It was fun.
And every one of these songs is absolutely time-stamped. You listen to them, and they could not have come out today.
It's, and that happens a lot with the 80s, where you play the song, you remember a specific place and time where you were. All right, finish it up with the Bangles. Everybody walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
And when Susanna Hoffs took her eyes and she looked left and then looked right, Lydia, couldn't resist. Very well.
Still a fun song.
The fun waitresses take their trays, spin around and they cross the floor.
Very cool. All right, over the weekend, I took a few days off last weekend, and I had a chance to watch four rockumentaries. I watched the rockumentary about Muscle Shoals. I watched the rockumentary about the Wrecking Crew, the studio band in L.A. And then I watched the rockumentary about the Eagles. I recommend all of them highly. Great, great musical rockumentaries. So check it out. You get it on Netflix. It's 28 past the hour, and Doug Steffen's Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, a major new study says 68 is the new 43. The quest for eternal youth is over. I kid you not. Well, maybe not eternal youth. How about prolonged youth? And here's the skinny. You have two ages, your actual age and your fitness age. The younger your fitness age is compared to your actual age, the healthier you are, the longer you live. In the upcoming Senior Olympics, the average birth age is 68, but their fitness age is 43, a stunning 25 years younger. Now, I know what you're thinking. These are professional athletes, but they're not. They all exercise routinely for sure, but most of them didn't start training until they were 50 or older. Take-home message, it's never too late to start exercising. Exercise is the cure for aging. And what you need to exercise? Feet, shoes, that's it. What are you waiting for? Do it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Good morning, it's 33 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Rich and Ken with you. Doug and Jen will be along at some point here this morning. So, a lot of cool things going on this weekend, so we're going to bring you up to speed on what's going on around the world. The top 10 things you need to know what's going on around the world. But first, Ken Kessler.
Mm-hmm.
These are the top 10 things. Let's do the top 5 things that went on in this date sometime in past history, okay?
Okay.
It started in 1493. Christopher Columbus left the Caribbean for Europe. 6 Native Americans with him, and he believed that he had sailed around the world to India, so he called the natives Indians. Thank you, Mr. Columbus. Let me see. In 1885, Dr. William Grant of Davenport, Iowa, performed the first successful appendectomy. That guy had to be sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Really? It'll work.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. Let me see. In 1896, Utah became the 45th state of these here United States, with the capital being Salt Lake.
Happy birthday, Utah.
Yoo-hoo! Their official bird is the seagull. The flower is the lily, the seagull lily. It's the Beehive State, and let me see, it's the entrance of Utah into the Union followed the Mormons' abandonment of polygamy, so say you. I still think they got a little bit of that going on.
So, the Beehive State, do you figure that's actual bees, or do you think that's the hairstyle?
Well, let me see what it says, 1896, not 1945, so
okay,
yeah. I'm going to go with the bees.
Yeah.
1935, Bob Hope was first heard on the radio in an intimate review with Jane Froman, James Melton, who cares about them. It's a variety show sponsored by Bromo Seltzer. I love this song. And let me see, last, RCA Victor found that it would manufacture long play records 2 years after the debut of an album.
Wow.
And now they're making a comeback. Records, I was walking where we went out to dinner for, last Wednesday night, and there was this record store. We walked into the record store, and that's all they sell is records. And it was awesome, just thumbing through records again.
My My daughter bought herself a record player about a month ago.
USB? Plugs into her? Yeah, yeah.
And she's so excited about it. And she gave me one of the coolest gifts for Christmas. She got this limited edition box set of Beatles 45s.
That really?
Just released. So they're Beatles with the picture sleeves and everything.
Oh, that very is awesome. Cool. That is very cool. I can break out my Boston picture disc again and play that. How's the sound quality on the on those USB record players?
It's pretty good. She was upstairs listening to Frank Sinatra the other day on an LP.
That kid very is retro, cool. man. All right, so here are the top 10 things you need to know for Monday, January 4th. Let's see. Saudi Arabia cuts ties with Iran. Saudi Arabia Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir has given Iranian diplomats 48 hours to leave the country amid escalation tensions over the kingdom's execution of a prominent cleric. These people are nuts. Number two, armed protesters wage a standoff in the high desert of Oregon. The latest flashpoint for anti-government sentiment and demonstrators occupied a wildlife refuge to object to prison sentences for a pair of local ranchers. Everybody's wrong in this case, though. I think the way I see it, we're talking about it a little bit. The ranchers are burning federal land so that it doesn't burn their land. Okay, no problem. But then he took over the federal properties. You should go to jail for that. And obviously, yeah. Doug Steffen wants to talk to me, so the phone is ringing. So it's 38 past the hour, and good day.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag whatsyourwhy at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you've calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
40 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Before we were so rudely interrupted by Mr. Steffen, who will be joining us in a few minutes, we're going through the top 10 things that you need to know for your Monday here to get your week started. Everybody's kind of been in like news coma through the holidays, so I'll get you caught up here. Number one was Saudi Arabia cutting ties with Iran. Number two was armed protesters in a standoff with the feds take over a wildlife refuge because they're protesting local ranchers being unfairly imprisoned a second time when they decided that 4 months wasn't enough. Number three, like the election, the campaign, remember that? We're all in a coma. All these guys are still running around, you know. had some fun conversations with several sets of different friends about who they like. And that's all craziness. So let's see.
Did you hear about this thing with Carly Fiorina?
No.
As far as I'm concerned,
she's my favorite, and she's kind of been in a coma herself for the past month.
It's so dumb that this is a controversy, but she tweeted about the Rose Bowl. It was Iowa against Stanford. She went to Stanford, but she was pulling for Iowa because...
Oh, no.
The caucuses are coming up.
Oh, really?
She says that was just a joke, and the people of Iowa know that. But she got a lot of flack for that, and then Iowa lost, so there was the hashtag the Carly curse that was trending on Twitter.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, got her name in the news again, which is, you know, all good. Let's see. So everybody's back out. Trump's, alleging that Obama and Hillary are the ones who let ISIS grow into what it is today. So he's defending those statements. And Bernie Sanders threw away his promise not to attack other candidates by attacking Trump and saying he's just a liar and makes up all these kind of lies. So here we are. Everything's getting cranked up again here. Number four, whose Hawaiian vacation is over? The president's. He says he's going to go back and finish unfinished business for the year. He's going to start with trying to reduce gun violence. Number five, Europe raises barriers to travel. The new restrictions imposed by Sweden to stem a record flow of migrants is a striking example of how national boundaries are reemerging across the continent. It's pretty much free borders in Europe. When you go there, you can just jump on a train and just travel anywhere you want. That's all coming to an end. Let me see. Number six, preteen HPV vaccination rates are low. Why? The most common reasons doctors say it's delaying discussions about vaccinations against sexually transmitted diseases and cancer-causing viruses. They believe that parents haven't had the conversations with their kids. So have the talks with your kids when you feel it's appropriate. Let's see. A 6.7 magnitude quake, number seven, hits India. People panicked, rushed out of their homes in the capital of Assam. The state it was the epicenter in the neighboring Manipur state. Doesn't say how many people were injured or if anybody actually was.
I saw six people are dead.
Okay. All right. So 6.7, that's something. But you get into these third world countries with the cheap cement and cheap rebar and everything, that could cause some big damage, but it looks like they're probably not too bad. Number eight, Illinois and Missouri assess flooding damage to the Mississippi River, and many of its tributaries continued their retreat from flooding, leaving amid the massive mud and just gunk. So they got that to clean up from. The deer hunter cinematographer dies at 85. A guy named Vilmos Zsigmond helped to define American cinema with the new wave in the 70s. Won an Oscar for work on Close Encounters of the Third Kind, passed away. And Carolina and Denver wrap up number one seeds in the playoffs. If you watched that Denver game last night when they pulled Peyton Manning off of the bench, after the game he was being interviewed and he said, "Now I know what it feels like to be one of my backups." And he came in and tore it up. Let me see. Who else? We got your San Diego. You know, they're done. The Jets losing, that puts Pittsburgh in. What else? The Redskins are in. Green Bay, man. Good Lord. What is going on with Green Bay? Their O-line is just dead. And, you know, we got the playoffs. It's ready for it. I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
All right. What about this lotto? Should I be going to get in line?
$400 million in the Powerball on Wednesday. You can't lose if you don't play.
You know, my philosophy has always been, so this was the Powerball, right?
Yes.
What's the other one?
Mega Millions. Mega Millions.
I'm going to be playing the Mega Millions on Wednesday. Because while all you suckers are waiting in line trying to get rich and with 18 million or zillion other people buying tickets and waiting in line, nobody's going to be wanting to win that 30 million or 20 million or 10 million when it is. So
well,
I'm going to go
with the Mega's up. I think it's up to like 150 million.
Yeah, man. What was my plan? Every time I get a great plan to become a Mega Millionaire, somebody's got to ruin it.
Sorry.
All right. Goodbye, your tickets. Good luck. We hope you win. If you do, you know, remember we're your friends. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
It's 48 past the hour now on Doug Steffen's Good Day. If you wander on over to DougSteffen.com, we've got the daily poll here. Friday's poll, as we do on Fridays, we talk about what are the top 10 topics, talk radio topics of the week. So being the end of the year, we talked about what were the top 10 talk radio topics for all of the year for 2015. And here is how they came out. Let me see. Number one was the 2016 presidential race. Oh, no, it wasn't. Deadly police shootings, Black Lives Matter movement at 19%. Refugee immigration policies at 21%. The battle against the Islamic State at 19%. Let me see. Charlie Hebdo, that hit 7% for the year. The Iran nuclear deal, it was 4%. Russia and Syria military relationship at 4%. Climate change, 9%. Clinton email and the Benghazi probes, 6%. The TPP trade deal, 6%. And then the 2016 presidential race, only 5%. That surprises me, Ken. I thought they would have hit a little higher.
I think going into Christmas, I think people were just burned out on it.
Huh. Yeah, I guess so. All right. So today's poll, if you head on over to DougSteffen.com, you can see how much will you spend on Powerball tickets this week. We're just talking about it's up to over $400 million. Will you spend A, over $20, B, between $10 and $20, C, between $5 and $10, D, less than $5, E, I'm not sure, F, I'm not planning on spending any money on Powerball tickets. I usually buy $5 tickets when I go try to hit it.
Quick pick.
Yeah, quick pick for $5. If it only takes one number. These people that buy $100. I mean, but there's a lot of guys that have hit it two and three times by doing that, so who am I to know? So good luck if you're going to go buy it. Hey, if until you hit the lotto, if you need a little cash, you're strapped for a little cash and need something to eat, McDonald's is there for you. McDonald's is launching a menu geared towards the budget conscious, as if it wasn't already. They say they're going to launch its McPick 2 menu on Monday today, which will allow customers to choose two of the following items. Ready? $2 McChicken, McDouble, mozzarella sticks. When do they have mozzarella sticks? Is that new?
Yeah, that's new.
I've never seen that. Let me see. Oh, yeah, new item. So there it is. They roll out the McPick menu, and it comes nearly 3 months after they started serving breakfast all day, which I still don't get. Who's going to want an egg McMuffin or pancakes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Is that you?
Well, I work overnight, so that's breakfast time for me.
See? Maybe you should be running McDonald's. Ken Kesselberg. It's 51 past. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday is upon us.
Upon us? Ooh, I'm just becoming as I watched Downton Abbey last night. And I'm becoming
a British accent working for you.
The program brought to you in part by Burger King. Right now at Burger King, get two croissant-wich. Is that what they have them? The croissant-wich?
Croissant-wich, yeah.
It's a croissant.
If you want to be. Yeah,
is it croissant-wich or croissant-wich?
Croissant-wich.
A croissant-wich. They have two.
I'm pretty much thinking of not a whole lot of people roll up to the Burger King drive-thru and say croissant-wich.
A croissant-wich, please. Bring my Rolls Royce around, and I'll pick it up at the front window.
Thank you.
Anyway, so a couple of croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches. You can get two for $4. Restrictions apply at Burger King. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. 54 minutes after the hour. We'll have Richard Schemmel with us in a moment. First, though, a report from the scene of the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, from Holland Cook.
Last year, CES strained Vegas hotel capacity. So this year, they've capped attendance at last year's 176,000 of us. And they even changed their name. What was the Consumer Electronics Association is now the Consumer Technology Association. Because there's more to tech than gadgets. The world's biggest retailer doesn't own a single store. Amazon.com. Google and Uber are verbs, not gadgets. Uber, which now equals car to a growing worldwide customer base, has a bigger market cap than General Motors. The world's biggest taxi fleet doesn't own any cars. It's a social network. And yes, I am in gadget heaven with acres of selfie sticks and Bluetooth speakers and mammoth 3D TVs and drones. More than 2,200 companies' products are on display here. 80% of them are small businesses. Many of them startups that presidential candidates call the risk takers. And many of them are lining up for ABC TV's Shark Tank, which is doing open auditions here. Tech is big business. $285 billion this year in the USA alone. And I'll tell you all about it all this week from SurvivalSpeech.com. I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
Richard Schimmel is here on the Tech Talk formatted, well, this corner of the Good Day program is technology formatted. The Consumer Electronics Show, Richard, this week, as Holland just pointed out, has all kinds of things. Have you been to the CES yourself?
I've been to, for the last 30 years, I've been to CES. I leave on Tuesday.
Holland said, and I'm wondering about, I guess the first thing that came to mind was he was talking about Amazon, and I remember seeing that like half of all online business this Christmas was done at the Amazon site. What is the future for this company and for others who are competing with it?
Amazon's the elephant in the room. Everybody's trying to knock them off, and it's going to be real hard because Jeff Bezos really has an outlook on retail that I've not seen by other entrepreneurs or other CEOs. You've got new startups coming up saying they're going to knock off Amazon, but you know, because Amazon has the Prime shipping and the Prime service, they're steps ahead of any other service. They really are.
It's hard to compete with somebody, Doug, when I see something on a computer screen today and it's on my front porch steps tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So they got it now.
And their price. I was at Best Buy last week and I was buying like a Fitbit type thing. Mm-hmm. And I found it on Amazon for $15 cheaper. And I said, "Do your price match?" And they said, "Yep." So I walked into Best Buy, showed them my phone, and they price matched it.
Yeah. It's a phenomenon, no question about it.
Yep.
All right, so the kinds of things at the Consumer Electronics Show, the home products that people are going to see more and more. Remember when we were kids, you could clap your hand and the lights would go on?
Right, the clapper.
Yeah, the clapper. So what is there now that is connected? The simple, easy stuff, the appliances, thermostats, lights, that kind of thing, that make you can turn them on with your smartphone, right, these days?
Right. And you know, the concern about that is the hacking problem. You know, these companies create all these connected home products really without researching or the privacy issue of somebody hacking into your home, into unlocking your front door, and
wow.
Stuff like that.
Whoever thought about that? Man, there's something to think about. I hadn't thought about that. Well, stay away from them, those devices. Richard Schimmel, who is the Bud, a Tech Media Observer here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.